Alice Siebold's best-selling 2002 novel, The Lovely Bones, is now a movie directed by Peter Jackson, the Oscar-winning filmmaker of the Lord of the Rings trilogy. The story opens with the rape, murder, and mutilation of a 14-year-old girl. She becomes the story's narrator from heaven. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Sitting through Peter Jackson's film of Alice Siebold's The Lovely Bones is an ordeal. I'm not talking about the subject. The book opens with the rape and murder of a 14-year-old girl, so even a good adaptation would be an ordeal. But Jackson's adolescent, new-age, computer-generated fantasy land is an excruciating fusion of the novel's primal trauma and his own sensibility, which is more at home with juvenile, male-dominated Lord of the Rings epics. There isn't a second that rings true on any level. As in the book, the narrator is Susie Salmon, played by Saoirse Ronan, with her red hair and pale, glowing blue eyes. The actress has a lyrical presence, but the movie uses her and those eyes for a kind of cheap, mystical sentimentality. Susie tells the story of her murder, rape isn't mentioned in the film, by a serial killer who happens to live in her neighborhood. The neighbor, Mr. Harvey, is played by Stanley Tucci, with a finicky comb-over and caterpillar mustache. He shifts uncomfortably when he's questioned by an oddly oblivious detective, played by The Sopranos' Michael Imperioli, who looks in amazement on Harvey's intricate homemade dollhouses.
You married?
I was, yeah.
But you have kids?
No, I wish, but...
You mind if I take a look?
No. I make everything myself.
Really?
Oh, yeah, all this. I turn all the banisters myself and make all the shingles and the furniture and... I used to do cabinet making, but there's not much call for that these days. Maybe I spend too much time on these things, but...
It's a perfectionist in me, I guess.
All it shows.
Thank you.
That's amazing craftsmanship.
Oh, well. I took a risk and tried something new and discovered a talent that I didn't know I had.
What's that underneath the stairs?
Oh, that would be the basement.
Sorry, this guy's so transparent, he might as well have child molester tattooed on his forehead. At first, Susie watches as her parents, played by Mark Wahlberg and Rachel Weisz, react to her disappearance and the discovery of large amounts of her blood, no body, in a pit in a field. She moves back and forth between worlds, in a melancholy state reinforced by Brian Eno's floating score, much of it borrowed from his music for Airports. She stands semi-transparent, watching the living, including the hunk she had a crush on, her younger sister, and even her killer. Then she and a fellow dead girl romp around a verdant CGI Never Never Land with bits of New Zealand landscape, at times having so much fun, it seems like murder is just about the best present a teen girl could get. It's no mystery where Siebold's premise came from. She revealed in her subsequent memoir with the ironic title Lucky that she was raped in college in a tunnel. The police said she was lucky because the last woman raped there was killed. The Lovely Bones can be taken as a fantasy of the death she didn't have, and the limbo Susie occupies is like a metaphor for Siebold's post-rape detachment from her own body and her haunted inner world. The fantasy landscape might even evoke the otherworldly lightness induced by Siebold's turn to heroin. I think Lucky is the greater book. To work on screen, and I'm not sure it could, The Lovely Bones would need to have been made by someone who could blur the line between literal and metaphorical. Not, in other words, a director whose demarcations between life and limbo are like an illustrated storybook for six-year-olds. Toward the end, Susie drops out of the film, and Jackson seems to think he's making a Hitchcock thriller. Then, in the climax, he cross-cuts between the dead girl's struggle to manifest herself physically and her killer's attempt to dispose of her body. Given Jackson's technique, the outcome of the sequence is bewildering. But then, there are incongruous notes all over the place, especially the presence of Susan Sarandon as an eccentric grandmother out of Auntie Mame. Is the Lovely Bones powerful? Yes. How could it not be, given the grisly, tragic premise? But with that power comes a responsibility to bring to life the tortured emotions that drive Siebold's vision. I don't think Jackson's tawdry sentimentality is badly intentioned. It's just that his cluelessness makes the atrociousness of his movie positively supernatural.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.